so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
It's because
I like to see you, but then
I'm not in love. No, no. It's because
you wait a long time for me. Ooh, you wait a long time.
DJ Frederick, it's time to light up the lava lamp and crank up the radio time machine. Come on the tonal journey. If you enjoy old shortwave radios, obscure music, and watching the occasional test pattern, you've come to the right place. This is At the Tone. Thank you.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Blue mussels are riding the winds across the North Sea. They're not taking up windsurfing, though. Instead, they're colonizing the bases of offshore wind turbines. Over the next couple of decades, that could boost the mussel population, with ripple effects throughout the ecosystem. The North Sea is between Great Britain and Northern Europe. Winds there are strong and steady, making it an ideal location for wind farms. At the end of 2017, in fact, it was home to about 70% of Europe's offshore wind capacity, and thousands more turbines are scheduled to be installed there. Researchers from Germany looked at what the turbines mean for life in the North Sea. They counted the blue mussels on the bases of a few current structures in the North Sea. They then calculated how many mussels would inhabit all of the planned turbines. Finally, they used models to simulate what that could mean for other life in the sea. The researchers found that the turbines could yield a population explosion for the mussels. By 2030, mussels on the turbines could equal about 40% of the seafloor population. That should attract organisms that eat mussels. And as the mussels die, their shells will pile up on the seabed, attracting bottom-dwelling organisms. The mussels will filter microscopic organisms from the water. That will leave less food for some fish and other critters. And the effects could extend hundreds of miles from the wind farms, long-ranging changes powered by the wind. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Hello, this is Gianna Saccomano from Friuli. You're listening to The Global Voice, the radio for all.
and the title track from a new EP titled A Snow Day here on At the Tone. And before that, back before Science in the Sea, we heard Richard Houghton in a tune called Sample Hat. And if it's as cold where you are as it is here in New Hampshire, you're going to need a sample hat. And you're probably having a snow day. Welcome to winter, folks.
Bye.
One of my favorite pieces of library music. That was Fragment of Fear by Sight and Sound. And before that, from one of my favorite LPs of library music, we heard Giuliani Sorgini with Savory from the Sorry Puppet LP. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone, and if you've listened at all here on the Global Voice, you'll know that I play a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, a tinge of psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today. We explore cinematic soundscapes, library music, and more.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Don't look now, but some of the usual suspects who decry healthcare reform's excessive cost and who spent the last two decades trying to sell Americans the idea of a Social Security privatization plan are getting ready to ride again. According to William Grider, writing in The Nation magazine, under the auspices of a, quote, fiscal responsibility summit, unquote, these folks intend to push for a massive reduction in Social Security benefits to offset the money that was spent on the stimulus bill and what might be spent on healthcare reform. What most advocates of so-called reform fail to mention is that the super wealthy hardly pay anything in Social Security. In fact, even the moderately wealthy remain relatively unscathed by Social Security taxes. It's the working poor and middle class who pay the brunt of the program and who, if so-called entitlement reform advocates have their way, will be cheated out of millions of dollars in benefits. Here's a little Social Security history to keep in mind. In 1935, when the Social Security bill was first enacted, a so-called wage base was established. This wage base is simply the maximum amount of money subject to the Social Security tax. Initially, the wage base was set at $3,000. Now, in 1935, that actually covered a lot of Americans, nearly 98% of all wage earners. But by 2009, that 98% figure had dropped dramatically. Today, the wage base is at $106,000, affecting about 88% of the U.S. population. But what about those who happen to earn more than $106,000? They aren't taxed at anything over that amount. In fact, if you earned $5 million, your taxable income wouldn't increase a dime over that wage base. So when people say there's no way to fund the gap outside of reducing benefits for the poorest people in this country, what they are really saying is it is better to reduce benefits for the poorest people in this country so that the top wealthiest 12% won't suffer a tax increase on their extra millions. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice. We'll be right back. from the album Psych Ground by the artist 90. That was a tune called Tube. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone here on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. An hour for crate diggers featuring library music, pop-tinged psychedelia, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. Now, if you have any questions or you'd like to communicate, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick with an E, FREDERICK, at Christian New Age, all one word, that's christiannewage.com. An alternative address that I check every couple of months would be wscs@colby-sawyer.edu.
Friends, I'm Joe Pollard, and I want to tell you about my kind of music. It's now being transmitted every Sunday at 1600 hours UTC on the Global Voice. 2 hours of easy on the ear music, standards, ballads, love songs, good country, big band, and memory joggers. Make note of the time, 1600 hours UTC. Sunday, My Kind of Music with me, Joe Ballard. Check the website for repeats.
Every Thursday at 22 hours 30 UTC, keep up with what's happening in the world of radio. World-renowned DXer Glenn Hauser brings us a half-hour program primarily focusing on shortwave radio, but also including coverage of all aspects of the broadcast spectrum. That's World of Radio, Thursdays at 22 hours 30 Universal, right here on the Global Voice. Check the program schedule for repeats.
You're listening to the Global Voice.
Little preview of the brand new cassette by the Space Bomb House Band. Library Music 4, Return of the End of Time. And before that, we heard the Cult's Percussion Ensemble with a tune called Autumn Carillon. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice.
This is Bird Note. In the environmental movement, no single figure stands taller than Rachel Carson. Her work on DDT helped spark an environmental awakening in the 1960s. Some consider Rachel Carson the finest nature writer of the 20th century. In addition to Silent Spring, books such as The Sea Around Us and Under the Sea Wind are evidence of her exquisite literary talent. Carson herself had inspiration from a 19th century writer named Richard Jefferies. His prose poems, like The Pageant of Summer, reveal a profound immersion in nature and a joyful sense of discovery. His work helped Carson develop and write about her own deep sense of connection with the natural world. Here's Jefferies on Summer. Every blade of grass, each leaf, each separate floret and petal is an inscription speaking of hope. Consider the grasses and the oaks, the swallows, the sweet blue butterfly. They are one and all a sign and token, showing before our eyes earth made into life. So that my hope becomes as broad as the horizon afar, reiterated by every leaf, sung on every bough, reflected in the gleam of every flower. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Support for Bird Note comes from the Port Aransas Tourism Bureau. Info on February's Whooping Crane Festival and hundreds of species of birds to see year-round. at visitportaransas.com.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice.
Long ago, so far away, I fell in love with you before the second show.
At the tone, 1 hour, 0 minutes, coordinated universal time.
My favorite jazz harpist, Mr. Dorothy Ashby, with By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And many people have actually heard Dorothy Ashby's music. She was the harpist on Stevie Wonder's LP, Songs in the Key of Life. And before that, before the gong and shortwave weirdness, we heard the very first recording of the song Superstar by Delaney and Bonnie and Friends from 1969. All right, this is DJ Frederick. It's going to wrap it up for At the Tone. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening.
So loud, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going. Find another place to play. Night after night, who treats you right? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. Then he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting miles and miles away, searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. When you find